PM. I'm sitting in for Alderman Plotcher. We have Alderman Funkhauser, Alderman Turullis, Alderman Koch. This is a special public works meeting for Tuesday, August 20, 2019, 6 p.m. For the record, Matt Prochaska is here. Anything you would introduce your staff?
Matt Keller, I'm on the board.
Yeah,
the other side of the county.
Matt Keller represents District 2. Frank Kloss is the county engineer.
Okay. Citizens' comments? If none, we'll move on to the new business. Item 1, PW 2019-52, Galena Road / Kennedy Road / Mill Road.
Go from there. All right. You guys want to give an overview of what your study showed and what we're thinking for the entire region there?
Okay. I guess we want to do a collaborative on this. I know you guys were talking about Mill Road and the alignment coming down towards the ball field and intersecting, and then we're looking at improvements with Galena. Basically, CMT put together this pretty quick turnaround on us for us so that we could look at the intersection improvements and what would work, what might not work. They came in and presented us at our meeting last Tuesday and went through a bunch of different options. We want to bring them to you, look at, discuss. I don't know if you go page by page, Fran, or what do you want to...
Do you want me to just kind of talk about, and I don't need to go page by page necessarily.
No, go to the ones that, they went through a bunch of different options with us, and we could answer questions or try to about each one, but if Fran, you want to give them the two or three that are feasible or options, I guess.
So the exhibits you have in front of you are just a snippet of the overall report, which was 373 pages. So, and you didn't get a chance to look at a lot of this probably ahead of time. So we'll just try to explain the main points. And the main points essentially are bring Galena, Kennedy, and Mill all together into a single intersection improvement, be it signals or roundabouts, or keep those two intersections separate, with Kennedy intersecting Galena and Kennedy intersecting Mill separately. So this was a feasibility study. These aren't final designs, but essentially these last 12 pages of your exhibits are going to show all the different alternatives that CMT looked at. And boiling that all down, what they really found was that a single lane roundabout with all those intersections coming together would work, but only for a short time. At least in their projections, they think that that would, capacity-wise, would fail probably in the next 10 to 15 years. So, they didn't really want to give roundabouts a bad name and have people say, oh, well, this failed just because it's a roundabout. So they weren't really strongly recommending a single-lane roundabout. However, a multi-lane roundabout, which is 2B maybe, I think is intersection or exhibit
1B.
Is it 1B? If I can get there. Yeah, 1B shows the multi-lane roundabout. That would function, in fact, all the way out. They studied this all the way out using CMAPS numbers all the way up to 2050 and actually functions at a pretty good level of service even in 2050. However, multi-lane roundabouts can be a little confusing. So it would work, and this isn't the final design, and there may be other ways they could make this a little bit simpler, but so that is one viable option, a multi-lane roundabout bringing everything together. If that's the preferred option, I guess they actually said a traditional signalized intersection would also work, which was 1B
was one we were looking at with the bypass.
2A, but if it was signalized, 2A would be a signal that is in on it. 2B, yeah.
2B is the other one.
That would require the main easterly movement to all be making left turn movements, which is never desirable. So I don't think anybody on our committee anyway really liked the signalized ultimate intersection. The other viable one that would work is keeping these intersections separate. And that was Yorkville's initial plan anyway, was to bring Mill Road down to connect with the park. And that certainly works. And under that scenario, then the county would essentially be free to kind of do anything up at Galena and Kennedy. But a traditional signalized intersection would probably be the simplest, easiest, least expensive. Might have really more long-term maintenance with the signal. But that would probably be the alternative we could go with if you kept the intersections separate. And then they actually suggested that a roundabout-type intersection down at the park where Kennedy meets Mill might be the best alternative because signal warrants aren't met now. But with a roundabout, you don't need to worry about that. And actually, as far as they were able to look out, a roundabout has an excellent level of service down there pretty much forever. So, they didn't make a recommendation on the final alternative, but they said you could do, a multi-lane roundabout and bring all the intersections together, or you could keep them separate, and you'd probably wind up with either two signals or a signal and a roundabout. I don't know that County Highway really had, we listened to all of this and didn't actually take any action on it, but rather we're probably going to take a little time to study a little bit more. But we're armed with a lot more information than we were a few months ago.
I'd say at the committee, we didn't want to step on your toes as to what you were doing with Mill and where you were in line it, but we had Galena Road, that intersection, on our near-term plan to study. So it kind of made sense to jump in and do this study all together, and then if something works, we can work together and do the big one. That makes sense. If it doesn't make sense for you and you want to keep the original alignment, I think our committee is fine with that. We just didn't want to both come at it from different directions and realize after the fact we should have started working together. So,
do any of the options talk about cost efficiencies in realigning Mill Road North so that it's in this intersection?
I think cost was part of the study.
Okay. Does it seem obvious by any of them that the cost might be cheaper, or is it, because you're acquiring new right-of-way and making the intersection more complex, it's going to be more expensive?
Yeah, we didn't know what your agreement with the developer was on the realignment or where your road acquisition would have to happen in the north was cost.
Sure.
We didn't
talk
cost really in this.
Yeah, so the developer is committed to giving us $2.9 million, roughly, when certain portions of Grand Reserve are constructed. So it's like 500 building permits of like a geographic area on the north side. So that, depending on the housing economy and how quickly that particular subdivision builds relative to all the others, it could be anywhere from like a few years off, or sooner if there's like an apartment complex that's entitled that goes up there, could be several years off. So as part of the ongoing negotiations over the Grand Reserve Annexation Agreement, we have come to an agreement verbally that they're going to front fund that $2.9 million obligation, whenever we come to an agreement, so that we can repave the roadway and then realign it to the south is how it was contemplated. Although I think the alignment can be negotiated. So we've got $2.9 million, and that takes us all the way from the east side of city limits across the railroad tracks to Kennedy Road, and then stops there. So if there's some way that by diverting Mill Road from its planned southern alignment to the north into the intersection causes some cost efficiencies, I think we'd be interested. But I think what we're hearing is that it just makes the intersection a little bit more complex potentially. Doesn't solve any immediate traffic flow or safety needs. And so our I think our initial fallback position would just be if it doesn't save us money initially or in the long term, we would probably just continue with the southern alignment and then figure out whether what we're going to do with a roundabout or a traditional intersection and potentially at a later date.
That would allow.
Okay.
And that would allow them to go ahead and put a red light, because I think a red light at that intersection, if that's what we do, if we bring ours down here, that red light there is quite needed, because right now it's pretty hard.
Yeah,
and I think when EEI had done the original corridor study, they were suggesting a roundabout at that intersection. But they
Okay.
When we weren't contemplating bringing Mill into the equation, when it was just Kennedy and Galena. But I believe they had looked at a 2040 horizon for their study. CMT looked out to 2050 and beyond, or at least to 2050. And, I mean, a single-lane roundabout would actually help with safety and efficiency and all those things. But I think everybody's a little bit leery about building something that may, you know, depending on what happens, may not address the problem capacity-wise, you know, even for 20 years. And we don't want to build anything that's not going to last at least 20 years.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about it at staff level, but I know that there are funds available state level that are tied into federal funds for intersection improvements that improve safety. So this could be one of them. Then you enter into the federal rules for land acquisition and engineering, which delays the project and drives up the cost pretty immensely. So I think our initial reaction from staff level was that that would not be preferable, you know, even with the potential for grant funding. Might, you know, be moot because you might drive up the cost so high that it offsets. That is something that's out there that we had thought about.
Chris, do you want to speak at this time? Or do you want time to look this over?
Well, I'll say the four-legged intersection up at Galena, I don't like that idea at all. I like the, as recommended, the straight-through continuation of Galena the best as possible. You know, just looking at it real quick, the number of turn movements needing to happen on Galena, if it was a four-way stop like that, doesn't seem to work very well for me. So I do like us, with that, separating Mill out still, realigning it. And that, whatever the county does then with Mill would be their choice, whether it's just a three-way, or a Galena if it's a three-way roundabout or a fully controlled light. So.
Seymour? Anything you want to ask at this point, or I know we're just getting this now for the first time, so it's a lot. It's one question I was wondering about when we realign Mill Road, this goes away, this segment here, right?
Yes.
And where's that property? Who's that owned by? And how does that work when that gets removed?
So the south is owned by Joy or Grand Reserve.
Yeah.
The north is owned by it's a church group or an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
So we've negotiated with them so that when they give us right-of-way somewhere over here, we're going to give them the vacant right-of-way over here so that it's almost a land swap.
We're going to give them all of it, not the traditional 50-50 split.
Correct.
And so it allows us to reorganize our road, and then
it gives them a little bit of extra footage,
okay,
and it keeps our costs down. So they actually had agreed to our verbal offer for land acquisition as long as we did the trade. So they've done that the past few weeks. So we put that on hold while we were trying to figure out if it was needed still.
And then I'm assuming that the county's going to have to need a bigger easement for what you do at your point of that intersection, right? What either way.
Yeah, whatever. Probably
need
some script right away.
In the report, in the full report, did it show warrants now for either traffic signal or about Mill and Kennedy, or is that in the future?
Right. Well, it didn't show warrants for a signal. I think it maybe did in the future, and that's why they suggested roundabouts, so that you could do that initially and not have to worry about warrants. It would just
so that could be in our second iteration, then?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
correct me if I'm wrong, but around about that Mill and Kennedy would at least keep that intersection viable until 2050, according to the plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And beyond, I think, yeah.
So we have it currently engineered, or the contract to design engineer that is a traditional intersection. We didn't do any roundabout or traffic signal or turn lanes or anything at this point. We always could do it in the future. I mean, ideally, if we had time and money, which the time part of it we may have, depending on how the negotiations go. So, I mean, it's something we can look at. But it,
and I don't know if the county cares. It just,
yeah.
It was kind of a...
Yeah.
Bar on the study.
Yeah, it's helpful. It's a little bit of work that can benefit our decision-making process.
The proximity of the Mill Road and Kennedy Road intersection to Kennedy and Galena, would, whether the city ultimately did a roundabout or a stoplight, would that affect the traffic flow there, maybe?
We would coordinate the signals if there were two signals there, so they would work in tandem.
And in the long run, and Fran, I know what the county contemplated these, but what's the maintenance cost on a light versus a roundabout? Or is it $6,500?
No, light is definitely more.
Is it?
What? Electricity, maintenance.
Upgrades.
The traffic signal is definitely more maintenance cost.
Heated lights, so the snow melts.
Right.
Yeah. Roundabouts are more expensive
to put in, though, because we looked at a roundabout at by over there on Countryside.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
Countryside, it was Center Parkway and Countryside.
Okay. Where Kendall?
Giant intersection, though. We were at
by the church there.
Oh, yeah. It kind of depends because we've done the study. I did one at Little Rock and Creek over there by the Plano High School was out of wash. Traffic signal roundabout about the same cost. Oh, so I think it kind of depends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you reconsidering that one again?
I don't know, are you?
I'm looking at him.
One other question I had on this. So this red area, is that curbed?
The raised median, yeah.
It is? So these people that live on Kennedy Road, like behind the ballpark?
You could make it flatten that.
I was going to say, otherwise they're going to pull out, go down, make a U-turn to go out to Galena, right? If I understand this drawing right.
Yeah, keep in mind these aren't final designs either. They're
okay. I just was wondering what the red area, if that was a raised median or if that was just a flat type median. Because I think they'll probably scream too about if they can't make the get onto Galena from their house. Just off the top of my head, I can see that happening. If they cut over that, though, that's a different story.
So with current traffic conditions, the traffic counts, we're not warranted for a light at Mill. Galena, we're not saying we're warranted either yet at current conditions. Galena is warranted today at the current numbers. Mill is not. And so when we look at the 2050 projections, both are then warranted if we went with the stoplight. Correct. If I'm reading it correctly?
I don't remember about Mill and Kennedy. I think that was warranted too. I just don't remember. I mean, the alternatives show up in that.
The one that also shows 2050, which one was?
Yeah, I have to look at the image, I think.
Yeah, obviously we just have the abridged version here, which is nice play. Light at Galena, but there would not be one at Mill because it's an unwarranted, so we have
stop sign or something. Probably a one-way stop, maybe.
Just yeah. So we, yeah. You know, the roundabout would be additional. That's something that we could do just to alleviate traffic flow if we chose. But the stop sign is what's warranted still and will be for 21 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that that's, so that we don't have the warrant to put in that stoplight anytime soon. So is it necessary for the roundabout other than just knowing how the traffic flows through here that it gets congested?
Again, I think to Bart's point, if Grand Reserve does continue to grow at a quicker pace, that may not be right. 20 years.
Right. If we look down into the isolated area, we might hit something that needs it. Just because we've got the park and we've got a high concentration of residential just south of here, we know this is used extensively. You know, I don't know if it's a roundabout or a stoplight, that's to be determined, but we might have to do something sooner than later for this intersection other than just what we're warranted for. So,
something and again, to think about. I'm just throwing this out there, the county doesn't have an opinion on what happens with that, but perhaps, you know, the developer's money and a roundabout idea allows you to build something maybe slightly different than you were originally planning and still get it all done and have something that's going to be good forever, depending on what you go, you know, with the rest of the...
Oh, so money. You're saying maybe the money allows you to do it now.
Yeah, and then want it done.
And Fran, you guys recommend for your intersection at Galena doing the stoplight first?
Not that far.
Yeah, I think that was maybe the path we were headed down, but I...
That's what I thought I'd heard, too. Okay.
It's easier.
I just want to throw it out there because...
It's a lot easier.
If you were to pursue a roundabout there and we were to pursue a roundabout at Mill, I think that some of us would probably get crucified from the public for doing that.
Two of them too close? Yeah.
In a quarter mile span, I think that would be... You know, they would deal with it, but there would be a lot of criticism over something like that. Even just one roundabout. People get up bent out of shape at times because they just are not quite comfortable with them yet. So, two would definitely be a long stretch, I think. So I think that would be coordination we need to have.
When do you anticipate you would do an improvement?
We're scheduled for 2021 in our multi-year.
Oh, you are?
So we're pretty quick.
2021?
Right near there?
Well, I don't think it's set in stone.
No, but you know, it's not going to be 5 years. It's probably 2 or 3 years versus 5.
Sooner rather than later. Yeah,
that's a tough intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And all kinds of utilities there, too. So anything that gets widened is just going to be a disaster with utilities.
There's no water and sewage.
Good.
There's
two.
The storms are just... There's a big cast there, isn't there?
Comcast, Metronet, yep. AT&T.
Big AT&T.
Huge, right sure, yeah.
What if you, whatever, 21, 22, if the city were to hold off until you do your project with our Mill Road, even if whether we run about just the traditional alignment that was shown, would you anticipate any cost savings doing projects together, potentially?
Intended to be a secondary entrance coming out of Galena for the park, whether it be a right-in, right-out, or full. Had that been dropped? I know...
They haven't said any more about it.
Is that something that...
It's something we probably ought
to... It hasn't been talked about at the park board, I think, as part of the Galena corridor study. Might have been shown. No, maybe.
I mean, even as a right-in, right-out. I don't think a full access would be appropriate, but maybe a right-in, right-out. Maybe to have some consideration.
Are you at Bridge?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, at Bridge Park.
Yeah.
At the, where at the parking lot dead ends there. I know originally that was intended to connect out there.
Yeah, I don't believe that was ever intended to be full access.
Right. I think it should just be right-in, right-out.
Right.
Either right-in, right-out or right-in only. Okay. One, yeah, I think they're the only two considerations.
Well, I think that'd be something before you guys finalize your plans. We'd want to make a look at that.
To see if
that's something you want to tie into that project.
Sure.
You'll have a staff meeting with this that you'll share this with, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else? Or?
I think that's kind of straightforward, I think.
Yeah. If anybody wants to read the full 373-page report, Grant Sanderson has got to
be. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, friend. It's nice to talk.
Sure.
I might have coffee, too.
Sure. Right. Oh, you're the big one, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to read it. Bart's still got a list for me to read. 20 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the bullet points.
Okay, then I will move on to item 2, PW 2019-53 Mill Road Resurfacing.
Okay, so I don't remember if we put it in this packet or the prior one, but I know our staff had taken a look at the bids, and Frank can give you a good idea of, you know, what exactly was spec'd out, how the bids came back at, etc. The analysis memo that we included in one of the packets says the prices are above what we saw as part of our Road to Better Roads bid, which we did in spring, and we've seen that before. You bid out something in spring, it's a little cheaper than bidding it out midsummer for fall work. But this is not necessarily a road that we were plugging into our Road to Better Roads program and trying to get the cheapest price possible. This is more based on deterioration of the roadway and the fact that the negotiations with the Grand Reserve developer have taken a little bit longer than we expected. So, you know, there's a need to dump $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 into the road on a temporary basis this year, and so the overlay gives us a chance to extend the life of the road for a few years. So, Fran, can you walk us through some of the bids?
Sure. There were three bids. The low bidder was Geneva Construction in the amount of $140,797.50. So that was about $20,000 over the estimate. Of course, my estimate was using prices that we got from spring letting, and we padded them a little bit, but I was still surprised at just how high the bids were. But this bid was all about time. Time of year, and is was spec'd out to get it done as quickly as possible, because that was kind of what we thought was the important thing. So this says it has to be done by October 31st, and then there's actually incentives to get it done as early as the end of September. So the whole idea was to try to get it done as quickly as possible. I don't know if you want any information specifically about line items, but everything was higher than we would expect on a spring letting. So
yeah, we usually are turning that in like Decemberish, aren't we? Usually getting in the queue in November, December for the following year, because it seems like that's how you get the best prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this includes striping, though, correct?
It does, and I didn't know if you wanted to have some discussion about ways to cut this down, because there are multiple ways to, and I guess I'll just go into it. I inspect on a polymer modified oil for the surface course, which, since this is only a single lift, that's a little tougher, a little more durable than just a regular surface mix. We could get an agreed price for just a regular surface mix. It'd probably be about $4 or $5 a ton cheaper. So that'd be a $5,000 to $6,000 savings. We could eliminate the modified urethane striping. That'd be a $10,000 savings. But I think with the amount of traffic, you almost have to have some kind of pavement markings on the road, but you could switch that over to paint instead of your, you know, modified urethane. I mean, you could probably knock anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 out of this price if that was the determining factor. But I don't know if spending $120,000 or $140,000 is really that much different. But I'm just throwing that out there in case that was the price point that made a difference. I used to sell cars too.
That would be quite a while ago for you. You've been doing this for a while.
We had two other bidders, Deconstruction and Builders Asphalt. Those were both higher, obviously, but both in the $140,000-some range. So I think this is a good, a competitive bid because we have three bids all together, but obviously all of them are higher than we would normally expect. But that's because, you know, we bid at the middle, so. Mm-hmm.
So we're comfortable with the way that the bids came back, at least as far as the competitiveness of it. So the price is the price. So it's more a matter of whether we're okay with doing it. We need to give the county board thumbs up or thumbs down as soon as possible. So that way they can meet their timelines for their own meetings.
You're meeting Tuesday, correct? And the day. They want the day. And then we have the one at night.
Yep.
Pavement width stays the same. We're just adding the gravel shoulder. Is it 18 or 24 inches?
The gravel shoulder.
The gravel shoulder. Yeah, I think it's a 2-foot wedge shoulder, or something.
Yeah.
Like
that.
So that's going to add a little bit of width to that just by virtue of adding that shoulder into it.
Well, yeah, the stripes.
Well, and that's where I'm going to go is once you add the stripes in there, it helps with that, even with the shoulder.
The ag shoulder will also help hold the edge of that road better.
Yeah, right now it just goes, there's very little shoulder out there.
It's there.
Yeah,
it's just been very
pretty narrow even after paving.
Right.
It's not any recovery area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but at least good guidelines.
Yeah.
Fran, what did you estimate, you know, the length this would last realistically?
Well, you know, I mean, there's the road's in bad shape and there's very little base. So
yeah.
But even, you know, I still think you could get 3 to 5 years out of it.
In 5 years, we might have to do some patching, but would it still be better than it is now?
It'll be better than it is now. You may, you
in
may
3 years,
you'll
probably
have in 3 years, patching. You may have patching, but maybe not.
But it's still substantially better than now.
Yeah.
How much should we spend on patching on that road right now?
It depends on the year. I mean, like Bart said, we were going to be willing to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 just for the shoulders.
Right.
Just to try to get us through Windsor.
This year, you're talking.
Mm-hmm. This year. Mm-hmm.
5 years, this costs us $28,000 per year to get us through 5 years. So that's a solid fix for 5 years. We don't have to worry about it for at least, hopefully, five. Okay, you know, they're going to be a couple minor things.
I'm hoping less than that with the development.
Well, yeah,
that's what I'm hoping.
That cost right. Coming in.
Hopefully our development situation is settled there by within 5 years.
2 years, yeah, at the outside.
You know, because I started thinking about this, when you throw money at something that, you know, a couple of years, but it's just such terrible shape now.
Yeah.
If you're going to throw $30,000 at it and the price is $140,000, you're looking at $110,000. So you're saying for another 3.5%, we're getting it fixed this year.
We're fixing it, actually, for 5 years.
For 5 years.
Yeah, if you could get a road, it costs you 3% a year on Blacktop Road. You know, Eric and Fran, you both know you're paving them quicker in 30 years.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's kind of the same situation 47 north of Yorkville right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was surprised to see, I didn't know they were even going to pave it.
I didn't either.
Knowing they're going to tear all that up, it's in a 5-year plan.
Yeah, that's. I was a little surprised that too.
So they're doing the same thing.
But they're saying we need to fix it because it's such terrible.
It's not going to make it.
No,
it won't make it 5 years.
It won't.
And that's, you know,
in that section.
They'd like to vote on a Tuesday. We just like to Tuesday night at the council meeting, give them thumbs up, thumbs down, so they can go right ahead because. We want to get it done this fall, if in fact that's what the council wants to do, and potentially get it done in the next, you know, 40 days, which would be great.
Yeah, this is one of our worst roads.
Mm-hmm.
This is an absolute fix that I think we need to do.
Yeah, I'm okay with taking it to council.
Okay.
See you very good.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right.
Okay. Excellent. We'll let him do it, so we'll go on to the night. I think I haven't heard anyone against it. Have you heard anyone against it?
No.
So I'm not expecting issues, but I appreciate you coming here to explain all this to the study. I appreciate you doing the study and taking the lead on the engineering for us in this friend. So some of the other things we'll work on.
That was Matt.
Well, Matt, well, thank you.
Matt's a good guy.
So
this is the first of many things. Factual campus.
The prices are just one piece. Yeah,
you heard that. Yeah, you've been talking.
I don't want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
But my guess is he used the same adjectives he used for me before.
All right.
All right.
Thank you all.
Call meeting adjourned at 6:35.